Welcome to the Christopher Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Stagg.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Christopher Show, where we will be looking ahead to the Total Energies AFCON Under 20 Egypt 2023 Christopher Qualifier that will be staged in Eswatini from the 7th of October.
We'll hear from the coach of defending champions Mozambique, Dario Montero, as he outlines his plans for the competition, as well as Ndumuzi Mphumalo, who leads hosts Eswatini as they seek to emerge from the pool stages for the first time in 20 years.
We'll also hear all about the CASAFA Youth Beach Soccer Festival being held in Durban. But first, Dario Montero shares his views on the Under-20 Championship in Eswatini, targeting a return to the continental finals in Egypt.
Soccer Laduma's website has moved to a new digital stadium called snl24.com. Register on snl24.com and enjoy not just the soccer news, but you'll also get to comment on stories, view other comments, save articles to read later, access weather and traffic alerts for your area, and subscribe to newsletters. Go to www.snl24.com and sign up for free.
Good morning, sir. I remember you very clearly from your days with Mamelodi Sundowns and SuperSport United, so delighted to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Coach Montero, let me ask you straight away, what's it looking like in terms of defending your title? Mozambique are obviously the reigning under-20 CASAFA champions. What's your team like for this tournament in Eswatini? Have you a good chance to keep your title?
We are not thinking about the defending title. 2020 is already gone. We went to Mauritania to nice experience for the boys, be in AFCON. But now is another year with another player. We are trying to compete to give the boys the experience to play internationally. So we are not thinking about defending title. We are thinking about giving you new experience for the young boys.
So did the COVID pandemic and the interruption of football, did that sort of break the chain a little bit as far as your junior teams are concerned?
Yes, like other countries, we suffered the same problems. So now we are recovering for that COVID-19. But I think we need to work hard to recover that time. So this is the problem that is not Mozambique, is not some countries. All countries they suffer that problem. So we need to work hard to recover that time.
How easy is it for a coach in Mozambique, a national team coach under 20 like yourself, to find players? Because Mozambique is a very big country. There's a lot of traveling, and presumably you are based in Maputo. It's not difficult to always be traveling around the country. How easy to put a team together?
It's not easy. We are a big country. We have 10 provinces, and we have a lot of talent. So we are trying our best. We talk a lot with a lot of coaches in different parts of the country, so we can select the best player. We know it's not easy, but we are trying. We are trying very hard to give opportunity for all the boys that have really talent in the country.
And how much preparation have you had for the tournament in Eswatini?
We are preparing ourselves. We are playing the junior league. They are playing, so it's not easy to prepare the national team when the junior team they are playing, because the clubs they don't accept to leave the players to come and prepare in the national team. But we are trying, like I said, we are trying hard to be with the boys and to prepare one team to represent the country. So we will see the next two weeks is the last days of preparation. I hope I can have all the players with me. Then we can prepare the tournament.
And who are you expecting in Eswatini will be your toughest opponents?
We know it's not tough opponents for Mozambique. We know that the favorites for for the tournament is they always they are the best countries in region. We know that South Africa they are a good team. We know that Zambia they are a good team. We know that Botswana their development very well in the last few years. We know that Angola the youth development in Angola is very high. We know that even Eswatini we play with them last season in a friendly match. They are coming very well and they play at home. So we cannot look to the other countries like they are not working. We must work and expect that they are coming also with the good teams.
Just going back to your experience at the African Championship in Mauritania, I mean, how important is it for young players to experience big tournaments like that?
Very, very, very important. It's the first time Mozambique arrived in with big competition like AFCON. We went there and we saw the tournament. It was not easy. We have a young team, really a young team. A lot of players for Mauritania. Half of our squad, it was 2003, so they are not experienced enough to play in that competition. But they grow up with the competition, and I hope now they can deliver better than they delivered 2 years ago.
And what exactly do young players learn at a competition like that? Is it something like sort of how to handle pressure? Is it just taking in the bigger stage, a higher quality of opposition? What exactly do they learn at these kind of big tournaments?
You gain experience. You must realize that under 20 is some players in AFCON, they are playing already in overseas in senior teams. It's not easy like players they come for junior team to play against players they are playing overseas in senior team. So the experience, they are different experience. So that players, when they play against that players, they gain experience, they learn things. So we hope that experience, they contribute now to develop players. We have now the last under 20, playing under 23, founding good teams overseas, founding good teams in first league in Mozambique. So we want that. We want to develop players, to teach them how to play football. Because a lot of players in that age, 17, 16, 18, they are good to playing the ball, but they are not playing football. So we are trying to teach them how to play football, to give them competition, to not afraid about to play against other countries. So this is the work we are trying to do, to develop players for the senior team.
Could that team that you took to Mauritania, could they be the basis of the Mambas, the national team for the next, let's say, 10 years or so? Do you see a bit of a golden generation emerging?
We're trying. We're not talking about gold generation. If we can switch for last under 25 players and this under 20, all the other five players, we have already five players for the last under 20, we will reach 23 players. 25 players, 30 players. So we can assure that maybe in 10 years, we can have 30 players, 30 quality players that they can try to go World Cup.
Mozambique, of course, is famous for many quality players in the past. We think of the generation of Eusebio and Mario Coluna, etc. Do you think there'll ever be a time where Mozambique can be up at that level again in terms of those quality players that the country produced in the past?
There are times they are different. Now the football developed. The boys, they must what I said before. They must learn how to play football. Football is growing and growing and growing. Tacticality, physicality. So we must choose them by criteria, very, very short criteria that can suit in football in Mozambique. So it's not easy to determine what will happen. But we are working. We are trying, what I said, a lot and hard to bring opportunity for the right players, for the best players in the country, so we can we can build from there.
And if I may ask you, just from your experience, I mean, you played in Portugal. You also played in a big league in Africa, in the PSL in South Africa. Do you still, or do you believe it's still very important for young African players to go to Europe and to play for top clubs there? Or do you see a situation where, as long as they play in a big African league, they don't have to go to Europe? In other words, how important is Europe in the development of an African footballer?
In my opinion, we are taking very, very early young players to go to overseas, and maybe they don't get that opportunities that they deserve because they are not quality. They are talent. So we must work. When you get a talented player, we must work then he can get quality. So it's not easy to arrive in Europe and with the talent up only you can play there. So, but now we have now good leagues in Africa. Now we have Champions League in Africa. Then it's a competitive. You can play here in Africa. And we export from Africa to Europe only really, 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 really the quality players. We don't need to have 100 players, African players, you know, in the bench in Europe. Is it that maybe they can play here in Africa because Africa now is paying very well? So we cannot rush to put the players in overseas. We might put the players when really, really, really they get quality.
And what about opportunity for young African coaches like yourself to get to go to Europe? I mean, it seems like the market is pretty difficult to crack. We've not seen many Africans taking coaching jobs in Europe. But, I mean, Pitso Mosamani, of course, went to Al Ahly, a big club in Egypt. Do you feel there's opportunity? Do you feel like someone like you is sort of stuck in Mozambique, but you will never get a chance maybe to work in Portugal or elsewhere in Europe?
I'm not thinking about coaching in Europe in this time. Now I'm growing in Mozambique. I'm working for my country. I'm proud of that, to contribute, to help my young boys, my people, to help my country. I'm proud of that. Step by step, I will try to go outside to get another experience. I'm a young coach, so I'm not rushing. What I said before about the players rushing to overseas, I'm talking about the coaches. We must learn. We are young coaches. We commit a lot of mistakes, so we must learn. We must grow step by step. And I believe that I will get opportunities here in Africa, maybe in South Africa, in Angola, in other countries, in Tunisia, in Morocco, in Egypt. So I will get, and step by step, you really build up your career. So I believe that if you grow up and you grow with the good steps, you can reach high level. So Pitso Mosimane, Coach Pitso, is a very good, very, very good, very coach, a very good coach. And he will get opportunity to train outside of Africa. It's about time.
Let me ask you finally, if you don't mind, about the Sundowns connection. You were obviously there when the club was moving already under the ownership of Patrice Motsepe, but it would seem that Sundowns has really developed a lot in the last 10 years. Have you been watching their development? What have you been thinking about how they are growing?
Yes. I'm watching Sundowns and I'm proud to play in a club in the past. And I really, really appreciate a lot of young boys. Now they are grow up. I had colleagues from Supersport for Sundowns, young boys from development. Now I see them and playing. I'm really happy from South African football. The clubs, the national team, not doing very well, but I believe they have a lot of young boys. So I believe that they will grow up. I'm proud about Sundowns, what they are doing in the last 5-10 years in Africa. Really, with Coach Pitso, now with another coaches, but they did very well. Congratulations for them.
Being a host at a major competition always comes with its own pressures and the weight of expectation. But Eswatini under 20 coach Nduduzi Nxumalo is taking it in his stride and is confident his side can excel on home soil. First of all, how have your preparations for the Total Energies AFCON Under 20 Egypt 2023 gone so far?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I think we just started our preparations because schools are ongoing, so we had a little bit of challenges with that. But we started our preparation. We are in a full-time camp that started this week. I think preparations are going very well. All the players that we selected are with us.
And where have you drawn this group from? Is it from a range of clubs?
They're from teams and regional teams from the regions, because in Swaziland we have four regions. So we covered the whole country trying to get the players so that we make sure that we don't leave capable players outside. So we've tried to go to the regions to also get players there. But majority of the players, they are playing in the Super League, in the four regions of but in Super League, it is a league before the first division. So they are competitive players.
And are you happy with the quality of the players that you've been able to bring in? Do you feel confident that this group can achieve something?
We're confident, even though we have challenges in terms of acquiring some players because of their exams. Some of the players couldn't make it because they started their exams in October when the tournament is starting. So we decided to leave those out of the team. So, but with the squad that we have, yeah, they are capable and they are hardworking as we speak.
And Coach, if we just talk about the group that you're in, Botswana, Zambia, Mauritius, just your thoughts on that group?
Yeah, it's a group that maybe one was expecting, because you know, as a region, there are teams that you know that these ones, they are ahead. So, you know, in a group, you'll have one or two. So you always try and prepare yourselves and prepare the boys for that. Because we know that in a group you have these countries that, you know, they are hard to beat. They are always contesting for the tournament or for the cup. So yeah, it is a group that maybe we can do well in with the preparations that are ongoing. Because every time you prepare to win. So even this time around, there's nothing different. We are preparing to win, and the fact that the tournament is local, so you know there's the expectation that we have an advantage. But we are working very hard because we would love to progress from the group stages to the knockout stages.
You mentioned there about playing at home. Does that? I mean, that's a fantastic advantage, and does it also add a little bit of pressure, maybe a little bit, as you say, expectation that the team will perform at the highest level?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that is the only challenge with playing at home. It becomes very difficult because of the expectations. You know, there is a lot of panicking for the boys if they are not mentally strong. But we are doing our best. We are trying to prepare them mentally, physically, and emotionally, because you know when you play at home and you want everything to go well. If there are things that are not going well, you know there is the crowd there. Everyone is watching. Unlike when you are playing outside, where you feel like maybe they are just watching on TV, but they'll be watching live. So we are trying to prepare them mentally, because they need to be strong mentally if they want to do well in this tournament.
And of course, Coach, for all of the teams in this tournament, it's a little bit special as well in that it's a qualifier for the Continental Championships, as we mentioned earlier, in Egypt. Is that something that's on your mind, or is it first, let's get out the group and then see if we can where we go from there?
I'll be honest with you, it is a motivation for the boys that these also serve as qualifiers. So it is one big motivation that we are using, because now they see that there is something positive that can come out of this, something that has never happened before. They're in a chance to make history. So we just give them that information that if we do well here, you know that you are going to the Nations Cup. So which is something that has not happened. And it's been a while since Eswatini has qualified for the knockout stages. So we want to fight that first. Let's qualify for the knockout stages, come out of the group. And then, after the group, I think it's possible to go to the final if you come out of this group, because, if you talk about Zambia, you talk about Botswana. Those are tough opponents. So if you're able to come up out of that group, it means you got as number one. So it's possible that when you go out of that group, you do well to go probably to the final and also do well in the final.
And coach, I mean, you're probably best placed more than many to know the trajectory of Eswatini football. As you say, you've been in the regions looking at many players at what I would assume is more or less a grassroots level as well. Are you quite confident that the future of Eswatini football is going in the right direction?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think the Football Association is doing a remarkable job in terms of development. Because you'd realize that with the under-17, they've always been qualifying, something that has not been happening. But I think the past two, three seasons, years, they've qualified for the knockout stages. So now a majority of the players in this under-20 are the players who were in the under-17 in Malawi, in Lesotho last year. So they have the experience. So they know about the tournament. Now, the Football Association has invested a lot in the under-17. And I think it is one aspect that will help us, because we are bringing in players that have played together before. So it is an added advantage to us. And that is why I say I think we are heading for the right direction. Because if you look at our under-23, I think they played just a few days back against Botswana. They are playing their second leg today, so we're hoping for the best. So that is why I'm saying, if you look, we are on the right direction. We're on the right direction, because if we do well, now it tells you that Eswatini is progressing, is moving. Yes, it might be steady, but there is a movement that is happening in terms of the junior squads.
And coach, of course, we have listeners from all around the Southern African region and also many around the world who listen to this podcast. Just a little bit for those that wouldn't know, just a little bit about yourself and your background and your journey in football to this point.
Okay, thank you. I've played football as a junior. I've played for the junior league in Mbabane. I progressed to play in a B division, Fletcher's United. I've played for Manzini Bears, the campaign in the Manzini region. So yeah, I've played, and in coaching, I started coaching. I have about 22 years now in the coaching profession. I've spent a lot of time in the region, in the regional leagues, in Mbabane, and I've coached almost in all the different leagues, because I've coached in the B division, I've coached in promotion, I've coached in Super League, I've coached First Division, I've coached even in Premier League. Premier League, of course, I was an assistant with Green Mamba. I coached Mbabane Swallows, although it was a short, for a short time. First Division, of course, Hellenic. I've coached Malandi Chiefs when they were relegated. I took them back to Premier League. Super League, I've coached Swazini United, I've coached Mahwalala Rebels. So, yeah, it has been a journey. in the coaching, especially in the region, because my take is if you take care of the development. So that is why most of the time I'm in the regional football leagues, because that is where I think we can shape football.
Great, Coach. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really do appreciate it. And I think all of us at CASAFA wish you all of the best for the tournament, and we look forward to seeing your team in action.
Thank you so much for having me.